Indiana Country 101.5 WKKG. It's Kelsey and Cody in the morning. Happy Friday. Joining us in studio back again. Happy to share the studio with him, our good friend Colton Chapman. Good morning, Colton.
Good morning.
How was Christmas? Did you have a good time?
It was good. It was good. It was busy.
Yeah.
You got a little girl, right?
I do. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it's good. She's 10. So yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But that was a lot of fun.
It was really fun.
Yeah. Always. That's always neat. Yeah.
Christmas is way better as a parent, right?
It is. Yeah. It was fun as a kid too, I think.
Yeah. But that's because you don't know the magic side of it when you have your own kid.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely. Now you've got some new stuff that you're working on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. We got a new album that we're working on that we're going to release in 2020. I haven't came up with the date still yet, but we're still working on it. And it's just taking some time. We just want to make sure that it's as good as we can possibly make it before we set a release date. So working on that. We've got a bunch of shows coming up. We're going to be at 8 Second Saloon February 1st. And then January 24th, we're actually going to be back in my hometown at Capone's Speakeasy, which is a pretty cool spot. So that's the stuff we're working on. And we got a new song that I just had cut acoustic. That was for a military wife. Her husband had just deployed.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sent me his letter that he had left on the kitchen table for her and asked if I could turn that into a song for her.
Wow.
And so I did that, and we put that out. And I feel like that song is connecting with some people right now and kind of helping some people. That song is called Back Home. So.
Yeah, for sure. And I actually found that song on Facebook.
Okay.
And got to listen to it for the first time, and it's awesome. And what a neat thing that she did, sending you that letter. I mean, that's pretty vulnerable. That's between her and her husband.
It really is. Yeah, it's super cool. And this is the kind of stuff that makes writing music, you know, cool for me.
Oh yeah,
you know, I love to write stuff that, you know, that means something, that's going to help people.
Yeah.
You know? And so this was a really cool experience for me as well.
Now, how long did it take you to write this song after you received that letter?
This one was really pretty easy because.
Yeah.
The lyrics were already there.
Yeah.
I mean, he had already written what needed to be said, and it was so genuine and heartfelt that the words were already there. And and so the lyrics, they were there. And so it was just really putting the guitar parts to it, and it just kind of fell together pretty easily, so.
Man, I'm like getting goosebumps thinking about it.
No,
yeah, I mean, it's such a cool story behind it.
It really is. I think that's really neat. And we're going to play that here in just a little bit. That way everybody can enjoy it. When you're putting together, when you're writing songs, how long does it normally take to write a song? Is there like a set, kind of an average time period when you're writing songs?
It depends, man. It's sometimes it's really hard, and sometimes it's easy. You know, I feel like if you've got something to say, especially, you know, meaningful stuff, it doesn't take that long.
Yeah,
you know, but I feel like if you're working really hard at it. And you're trying too hard. That's when, you know, the not so good songs come out.
Gotcha.
You know, and it'll take you a long time to put it together because you're trying to force it.
Right.
But you know, the meaningful songs, when you really have something to say and a story to tell, it comes out pretty easy because it's already there. So.
Well, and you were mentioning a couple of new shows coming up here in the next few weeks, but you have a big show at the end of the year at IMS.
Yeah. Well, that's May 2nd, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll be there for Rev Indy again this year, which is pretty cool.
Very cool.
We were there last year for it, and so super happy to be there again this year. Yeah.
Huge venue.
That's right. Yeah. Now, if somebody wants more information to keep up to date on what you're doing and where you're going to be and things like that, you got a website and all that information?
Yeah, I do have a website. It's www.coltonchapmanmusic.net. And you can also find all my stuff on Facebook, Colton Chapman Music on Facebook.
Very cool.
You're pretty active on Instagram too, right?
Yeah, I stay active on Instagram and Facebook, and I'm not all on with the Twitter or the Snapchat yet, but but Facebook and Instagram, I'm pretty good at staying up to date with.
So. All right, very cool.
All right, awesome. Well, Colton, what's the name of that song that you wrote?
The song's called Back Home.
Back Home. All right, we're gonna hear Back Home now on Indiana Country 101.5 WKKG.